What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about this article that's over in the Daily Mail in Great Britain, and it's illustrated with photographs. And apparently somebody in Nevada spotted a training dogfight taking place above the Groom Lake area. One of the planes was an F-16, which makes perfect sense. The other one was a Russian Sukhoi 27P Flanker B, which has never been officially imported into the United States. Officially, it shouldn't be here. Now, the Daily Mail is out there saying this may be proof that America is preparing for war with Russia by dogfighting an F-16 with a Russian jet. I have a somewhat different concern, and that has to do with the desire for the United States to have some kind of a false flag they can blame on Russia. We know about those Hungarian tanks that Ukraine bought to use as a possible false flag of a Russian invasion. And now we're finding out there is a Russian fighter jet painted in Russian colors in the possession of the United States. It's a deniable asset. Oh, no, we never had a Sukhoi. They could send that Russian plane to shoot something important down, like Air Force One with Donald Trump on board, and try and start the war that way. Imagine the sneakiest, dirtiest, most underhanded, double-crossed, dirty trick you could ever think of, and then understand the U.S. government has already thought of far worse to do. And they're willing to do it. They're desperate. They're in a panic. Now, Gordon Duff had an interview on Press TV, and he's out there saying that at this point, the United States government has no credibility in the Middle East, which is certainly true. And actually, I think it applies to pretty much the entire world at this point. And certainly within the context of the Middle East, prior to 9/11, the U.S. at least tried to maintain a posture of being an impartial and objective arbiter between Israel and everybody Israel hated. That was part of the petrodollar deal. Following 9/11, Israel's arrogance shot up, and the U.S. government's willingness to say no vanished completely. And in the intervening years, the United States has come to be seen as Israel's poodle, for lack of a better description. Hillary was poised to continue that proud tradition, but Donald Trump, despite his obviously pro-Israel rhetoric, which I get a lot of emails about, I think once he starts directly interacting with Israel's government, and he sees the reality behind that corporate media propaganda that he spent his entire life soaking in, I think his enthusiasm for Israel is going to rapidly decline. And that was why Israel was just so opposed to Trump. They wanted Hillary. They wanted a guaranteed done deal. Not somebody who might actually step back and say, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. Now, you remember Jimmy Carter, after his term in office, he wrote a book, Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid, at which point he was denounced as an anti-Semite. And while he was going on around talking about the book, and he basically said, you have to look at the reality of what's going on. They're being robbed of their own property. That's what's happening in the West Bank. And the people in the United States never know about this. They don't know what's really going on. There is no criticism of Israel in the United States, certainly not in the corporate media. Obviously, Carter's comments were before the rise of the independent media, because we're willing to be critical about any government that behaves badly anywhere on planet Earth. But that American corporate media that never dares criticize Israel is where Donald Trump has gotten most of his impression about Israel and Palestine. Now, he already knows that the corporate media is dishonest and lying and deceptive. He got a real crash course on that during the campaign. The next step is for him to take a moment and say, okay, looking back over the last 20 to 30 years, what else has the corporate media been less than forthright about? It's only a matter of time before he does that. Trump's a guy who likes to think a lot. Now, over in Great Britain, last October, the media there were making a big deal about how the police were called to University College London amid claims that pro-Palestinian protesters had harassed an event with an Israeli speaker. And the corporate media over there went wild, anti-Semitism on our college campuses and so forth and so on. Well, here we are all these months later, and Jerry Lewis of Hampstead Synagogue has now admitted that it was Jewish groups that provoked the confrontation so they could call the police, disrupt everything, and then scream, oh, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism. And this gentleman from Hampstead Synagogue was very honest in saying, the game plan is simple. Cause a ruckus, claim discrimination, and then ask for donations and funding. Remember when Democracy Now! Had that former member of the Knesset on the air honestly admit that the screaming of anti-Semitism is just a trick to shut people up when they ask questions that Israel doesn't have a good answer for. So, anyway. All right, let's see. We're going to go ahead and grab a phone call from Ed in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just want to make this quick. I used to work up in that area, and they're called the Red Eagles. Even 30 years ago, they had MiG-21s and MiG-23s, and they dogfight all the time. It is standard procedure. They have Russian planes up there.
Yeah, I understand that they've acquired Russian planes. During Vietnam, North Vietnam literally had to put guards on their own pilots because U.S. High-flying planes would fly over and drop leaflets offering a reward for any pilot who would defect to the West with his Russian jet. And apparently a lot of North Vietnamese pilots took him up on that deal. But the issue is that this flanker, according to this British media, is not officially supposed to be in the United States of America. And so the fact, the possibility of malevolent use of these Russian assets has to be addressed in this run-up to confrontation with Russia.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that they've always had them. They've always been dogfighting together, and you see them all the time up there. I probably shouldn't even be saying anything, but
no, actually, you shouldn't. You know, you're giving away the secrets there. I remember in Chuck Yeager's book where he was talking about one time where he was asked to evaluate one of these Russian MiGs that had been stolen by a North Vietnamese pilot, and he said it was a bit of a clunker. But obviously, Russia's aviation industry has caught up with the West now. Yeah. Their newer aircraft.
No, actually, it's been public and it's been written about. They've been doing that a long time. They usually get them from the Middle East, from client states.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. Thank you very much for that one here. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. And we're going to go back to the phones. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Did you see the news that sentence has been commuted?
Yeah, I did. And we had a caller into the show just a little while ago. And I think it's wonderful news. And like I said, I think the next step is we need to get Leonard Peltier out and possibly some of these other people. It's time to stop treating these people who are acting in what they thought was the best interest of the United States like criminals, while the people who are criminals are being protected. That is not a healthy situation.
Yeah, I can't help but think that Mr. Barry Soretto knew that Trump would probably do it and even further damage the myth of Obama or his so-called legacy. I really do think that he was preempting Trump's humane side. I could almost guarantee Trump would have done that.
Yeah, I think you're right, and that may have been Obama's motive. He's trying to steal as much thunder from Trump as he can. But regardless of the motive, it's a good thing that it finally did happen, and Manning's going to get on out. I mean, 35-year sentence for this, and it's just utterly, utterly ridiculous. And like I said, if Obama really wants a legacy that people are actually going to want to look back at with any kind of respect, he needs a few more pardons. Leonard Peltier, Mumia Al-Jabbar, Julian Assange, and Edward Snowden. Just clean the slate, and let's all move forward from here.
In that order. Real quick, I wanted to do a movie recommendation I saw last night on Netflix. You have to see this. I'm going to put this in the category of what was that Mel Gibson movie where he was a Scottish rebel?
Braveheart.
This movie, in my opinion, now keep in mind, Mike, I studied filmmaking in San Francisco. This movie is called The Physician, and it goes into, you know, it's based on a novel, but I'm guarantee you it will satisfy, and I'm a very tough critic, The Physician. It's got the gentleman that played Gandhi in it. It's from 2013. That was just a quick recommendation, but I had a clarification I wanted, hopefully you could make. You reference Soros or the New World Order blending everyone together. I wonder if you could clarify that, because the way I see that, it's more of a weaponized migration. And there's a gentleman I found on YouTube that does a wonderful excerpts from the Quran and how the stages of infiltration and waiting till your numbers grow and then strike. He goes through a very methodical explanation in the Quran. And when I hear you say their plan of blending us all together, I'm wondering if you're being facetious. Can we get a clarification on that? Because I'm sure this is a weaponized migration, sleeper cells, the whole nine.
Well, the clarification is, from the point of view of the globalists, the New World Order people, they want to just blur everybody together in order to remove from us our sense of identity, our cultural identity, our historical identity, our regional identity. Because if we don't have a strong sense of who we are, then it's easier to control us through propaganda. Now, that being said, some of the people who are going on these migrations may have their own agendas that may tie in to things that are written in the Quran or things that are written in other various so-called holy texts, because that idea of proselytizing and growing your faith is hardly unique to the Quran. There's a lot of similar stuff in the Bible and the Old Testament, which by extension includes the Torah. Almost all of the major religions encourage their followers to expand out and take over territory. Pope Alexander VI, when he wasn't busy having orgies in the Vatican, was busy literally handing out parts of the world to Spain and Portugal that weren't really his to give.
Yes. That clears it up. So it's one component of a larger recipe to blend us all together. I totally agree with you, but then the final stage is the, releasing the dog, so to speak.
I don't think that was part of Soros' plan. It's, I think, from his point of view, an unanticipated after effect, because, you know, if the whole world ignites in racial war, and the human population is devastated, then there really isn't much point in having a global government if you don't have a huge tax base.
So just based on my own research, there's an actual term And I was I got on a little unprepared today. I wanted to reference specifics about this gentleman. He's a Christian pastor who's referencing the Quran. He's using their own text to explain what their plan is ultimately. And there is a specific name for the process of it's like combat or weaponized migration. And the term is quite familiar. It's
conversion.
I have to believe this. Say it again.
Conversion. Oh, that's what the Christians call it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we're just replaying the past because they've done it before. I mean, they're making it all the way into Europe and the U.S. with help from our illegal government. I just think this is where I'm going to focus my attention. I've sent you a couple videos from Call of Duty Goddess. She did some really good work on Eric Holder and Lynch. Their wives are best friends, and I was hoping I'd see him posted on whatreallyhappened.com. But I'm just curious: are you getting any of those mails? Videos?
I'll have to go back. I'll have to go back and take a look and see if things are caught in the filter or something like that. But this mass migration. And this pushing of Muslims into Europe, for example, there are other parties who see an advantage in it. Remember, Israel's goal is Eretz Israel, the Israel described in the Bible, from the Nile to the Euphrates. But all that land has got people on it. And Israel probably thinks it's a lot easier to convince them to move to Europe and then take over all that land than to actually have to risk their own children in outright wars of conquest on those same regions. So there's another player who's in there that would be very much interested in getting all the Muslims to basically crowd into Europe and leave all that land empty behind them.
Right. You're always saying who stands to gain, mm-hmm. and we know who does stand to gain. And yeah, it's like, let's clear them out and make it easier for the folks that stand to gain, and we know who they are. Well, listen, Mike, I'll try to do a little bit more homework and be prepared. I like the idea of referencing videos that are pretty well vetted, you know. And this woman, Call of Duty Goddess, she's doing really good work. In fact, she's called into the show. I remember hearing her voice. But I'm going to try and find this pastor that's doing really great dissection of the Quran and using their own words to help us understand this weaponized migration.
Okay, but before you do that, remember that it's common practice for the practitioners of a religion to selectively quote the texts of the other religion to push whatever their point of view is. And we know right. There's a lot of editing that goes on in those religious areas. I mean, before the invention of movable type printing, you would have been amazed how many different versions of the Bible there were all over Europe. That's what led to the creation of the King James Bible, was an attempt to reconcile just how far afield some of these scriptures had evolved over the centuries. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go, Brendan, and we're going to start with Alan in California. Thank you. We're going to start with Alan in California. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break.
Hello. Hi, Michael?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi there. Hallelujah. Three more days, huh?
Yes.
All right, good. I just wanted to get your opinion on something that just upsetted me a little bit about the Barack Obama birth certificate that Sheriff Jeff Arpaio proved pretty much that it's pretty much a false document. Anyway, I'm kind of upset because, you know, if anybody else would have produced a false birth certificate and used it to get a job and so on, I mean, that's multiple.
Yeah, but there's a benign explanation for that. And I actually put it up in a story that's permanently linked to the top of the main page called Obama the Love Child. And if you'll stay here, we'll go through it again after these words from our sponsors.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Alan in California about this lingering issue over Barack Obama's birth certificate. And it actually has a very benign explanation. Barack Obama was born back during the free love days of the 60s. And the story really is that his real biological father is Frank Marshall Davis, who's even mentioned in Obama's book about his early years as a family friend. And what it was is that Barack Obama's mother met Frank Marshall Davis when they were both students at the University of Hawaii. And Frank Marshall Davis was paying for his college education as a pornographer. And Obama's mother was one of his models. And nature took its course. And little Barry was born. Now, that was a very common occurrence back then. And women who had had a child out of wedlock who then married, again, somebody else, found it was a lot easier to simply go back and request a new updated birth certificate amending the father's name than to try and go through that long formal process of an adoption. And that's all that happened. When Barack's mother married Barack Sr., she simply went to the Hawaii records and said, I need a new birth certificate. I need to change the name of the father. And there was a nod and a wink, and they did that. And it happened all the time back then, probably still does. And that's the explanation. And if you look at a photo of President Obama and Frank Marshall Davis, they look almost identical. Barack Obama does not look anything at all like Barack Obama Sr. It's that obvious out there. So I confirmed living on Oahu. Hang on. I confirmed living here on Oahu that Obama was born here. The hospital records, announcements in the local press. And we know people who knew the Obama family and confirmed it to us. I even had one of Barry's school teachers on the show a few years back. So it's a great deal of nothing there, and it really needs to be dropped.
That doesn't explain, though, the exact stars and numbers used from that other birth certificate that were on his from the press conference. Did you happen to watch that? Where they showed
pay attention to it because there's nothing there. Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call, Alan, and we're going to switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, you don't sound well. You poor thing. I hope you get better.
I am getting better. I'm actually feeling a lot better. My voice is a lot better than it was yesterday, and I figured another 2-3 days, I'll be back to battery.
Okay. Hey, I was just watching the YouTube this past weekend. I just opened up that file again where Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark, was stating that the Pentagon, one of the guys at the Pentagon, they said they had a plan to go into 7 countries in the Middle East.
Yes.
And I think that whoever told him that and whoever made up that plan are our enemies, and they need to be tried for war crimes. Those are war crimes.
Certainly the way the wars were executed, they were not just wars. They were wars of conquest, and by default, that makes them war crimes.
Yeah, and what was the purpose?
Money. Control of the oil. All of those nations needed to be constrained to trade their oil only for U.S. dollars, because that foreign demand for U.S. dollars to buy resources with and to do cross-border trade and banking is the only thing holding the value of the dollar up internationally right now.
Yeah, it's kind of concerning. I hope that Trump doesn't privatize Social Security or Medicare. And what do you think about that?
Well, privatization is always a bad idea because the private corporations who take it over to make a profit. I think the government should be managing our Social Security and our medical care, but it's got to be under full, transparent civilian oversight so that it doesn't get corrupted and politicized and plundered like we saw with Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it would sure be a stimulus if some way, somehow, his new health plan could save us money every month. A lot of, like, $300 or $400, $200 or $300.
Yeah, it would. We're paying way, way too much for medical care. Got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, getting back to the war zones, Iraq forces are close to the full liberation of eastern Mosul from ISIS. So the plan for a new Kurdistan to be carved out of Iraq, Syria, and Turkey appears on the verge of collapse. Now, remember back on New Year's, there was a terror attack at a nightclub in Istanbul, and a lot of people suggested it might be a warning of some kind for Turkey to stop cozying up to Russia and come back to the U.S. sphere of influence. And now, Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus is saying that this nightclub attack involved an intelligence organization. Not a terrorist organization, but an intelligence organization. A nation state was behind this. I think in hindsight, we're not really surprised about it. That sort of thing goes on all the time. Now then, turning to our ability to fight war. According to the latest report from the Pentagon, the F-35, we love picking on the F-35, has 276 acknowledged deficiencies and counting. And at this point, it's declared unfit for combat operations. Now, the Air Force last year, just in imperialistic fiat, said it's ready to go. And they've actually started deploying them, even though they don't actually do anything other than look very impressive on the runway. Now, looking at all this news about how terrible America's weapons are, we have to hold out the possibility that part of the plan to try and goad Russia and China into war with the United States is to basically convince them that we're not that big a threat and a danger. And we have to always hold open that possibility. But there seems to be an awful lot of problems out there where ships have to get towed. But at this point, I think a lot of people are justified, certainly Donald Trump is, in saying, yeah, we've got to have a strong defense, but why can't we make it cost effective? As opposed to the current system, which prides itself on how much money it can pour into a program. I keep going on back to that wonderful movie, Pentagon Wars. Graham. Anyway, he plays this officer who's in charge of this defense program, and the film opens with him giving a speech to a congressional hearing about the cost overruns on the Bradley. And he's out there saying, you know, we were able to beat the Soviet Union because we could shovel the money into the fire faster than they could. And we laugh at it because we recognize that does seem to be the attitude. And for anybody who has actually had contact with military procurement and spending, you just know it's amazing. It's almost shocking. Most of us around here, we have money that we control with an eyedropper. A little drip here for the rent, a little drip here for the car payment, a little drip over there for medical costs. These defense contractors have fire hoses, and they are not timid about using them. And there is a huge amount of waste. I saw it when I was doing Robert Ebel and Associates actually did some productions for a government contractor, and it was just a whole new experience for all those people. I sort of expected it because when I was back with NASA, I'd seen more of the same thing. Not with NASA, but within the Air Force, because we were sharing a facility at the time. But it's amazing. You have to look at the way weapons are developed in Russia and China. Their goal is cost-effective, efficient weapons, because the more effective they are, the fewer you lose. The less expensive they are, the easier it is to replace them. And in every war in history, the country that runs out of wealth first loses, is really what it comes on down to. Now, speaking of wealth, the wealth inequality has gotten out of control. And there's a story here from the Daily Sheeple about how just 8 men have more wealth than the bottom 50% of all human beings. And people are getting very unhappy about that, because it's not like these individuals get their wealth just out of thin air. They get it by taking it away from the rest of us. Now, in some cases, that's the way capitalism is supposed to work. And I often hold up the example of a Steven Spielberg or a Steve Jobs or somebody like that, or James Cameron, my favorite all-time director. They make movies, and I want to buy the pay-per-view to see it. I want to buy the Blu-ray, especially the 3D version. And they get rich because they made a product people want to buy. That's how it's supposed to work. The ones I have a problem with are these people who game the system, who lobby politicians for special laws that bias and weight the system toward them. And eventually the system becomes so unbalanced, this is what's giving rise to populism and nationalism. Because people want to take back control of their nation from the money junkies. And that's really what's at the heart of it all. Now, there's a story coming out of MarketWatch about how investors are bracing for a massive stock market sell-off next month. Basically, they're saying as soon as Trump is sworn on in, they're expecting things to come apart. And we know that our economy is a thin shell. There's nothing really there. But I think they've been propping it up with all this instantly created money out of the Federal Reserve. And now that Trump is in office, they're going to let it collapse and blame him for it, which is exactly what they did to Herbert Hoover in the 1930s. And Herbert Hoover did not create the Depression of the 1930s. It was created for him. Remember when the bankers tried to organize a fascist coup against Franklin Roosevelt, and Major General Smedley Butler blew the whistle on that, and Roosevelt wanted to round all these bankers up and throw them in jail, and they all just sat back and said, "You touch one of us, we'll crash the economy and blame you for it." And Roosevelt couldn't do a thing about all these Wall Street money junkies who wanted to kick him out of office. Until war with Europe actually broke out, and then he nailed most of them under the Trading with the Enemies Act. The one problem we need to be aware of, we're supposed to have a government chosen by the people. And we got a hard lesson about just how hard it is to get that last year. But behind that, we need to realize how much unelected power these giant banks have. And maybe it's time to start breaking those up as well. Maybe it's time to end the Federal Reserve. Congress can rescind that charter anytime they want. Certainly, in the coming crash, our better educated, more aware, more skeptical general population is not going to be fooled when the corporate media says, "Oh, this is all Donald Trump's fault. We had a wonderful economy at the end of 2016, and Trump just wrecked it." They're not going to believe that. We all know how much the government lied about the unemployment numbers. We know how much they lied about the rate of inflation. We know who's to blame. We know what is to blame. That Ponzi scheme at the heart of it all, private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. It's a system of enslavement. Ruled by compound interest. And it's no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former failed systems, it only works as long as the population is brainwashed into believing this is the way life is supposed to be, and that brainwashing is finally starting to wear away. And people are saying there is something fundamentally wrong with private central banking. It's great for the private central bankers. That's why the Federal Reserve is resisting an audit. They don't want you to know how much real wealth they have sucked out of the population over the last 100 years. It's a terrible deal for the rest of us. We spend our lives in debt servitude. Now, Donald Trump, coming into office, is looking at a minimum of 10% cut to spending in general and letting go 20% of federal workers. Now, the bureaucracy has already tried to offset that. They've been on a hiring binge this last month. Just any little job they can think of. Oh, hire this person, get him in, get him in. So now they've got a disposable segment of their employees that they can let go in response to Donald Trump's request for a federal worker reduction. And the career insiders are protected. Now, General Motors is getting ready to announce a $1 billion investment in U.S. auto factories and an additional 1,000 jobs following Donald Trump's criticism of Mexico's imports. And I imagine Donald Trump going after Germany didn't hurt either. But all it's going to take to bring manufacturing back to this country is a change in the tax policies. And you need to remember, it was under President George W. Bush, the tax code was changed to financially incentivize corporations to offshore manufacturing. It's part of that global New World Order design. We want all the manufacturing of electronics here, all the cars here, all the agriculture here, so that the whole world is dependent on the rest of the world. Nobody can be free and independent and self-sufficient. Because dependency is slavery. And all you got to do is change those tax laws, talk about tariffs, and you can create a financial climate in which these corporations will gladly bring the manufacturing jobs back here. All it takes is the political will to do it. We're 3 days away from a change in the leadership. And like I said, when Donald Trump takes the oath of office, our jobs are not over here in the independent media and among the American people. They're just beginning. Donald Trump wants to bring real change to our country, and he's opposed by this oligarchical establishment that has fed off of us for 30 years or more. So, for Donald Trump to be able to do anything, we, the American people, are going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with our President Donald Trump and glare through those windows into the offices of the representatives and senators and send them a message. You work for us. You don't work for Israel. You don't work for Big Pharma. You don't work for the military-industrial complex. You work for us. And if you forget that, we will do to you next election what we did to Hillary Clinton this election. We will work to overcome the election fraud, and we will get you out of your job. All of us working together got Trump into office. All of us working together can turn Trump's White House into a really effective tool to bring some real change to this country. Make America Great is not just an empty campaign promise and rhetoric. It is now possible. We've known for years this country was in serious trouble. Trump winning the election opened the door to the possibility for change. We, the American people, are going to have to step through it. If we abandon Donald Trump, if we leave him all by himself, he's not going to be able to do anything. We're all going to have to work together and follow his lead. Now then, down in Venezuela, as you know, along with all of their other troubles, they got talked into this experiment in trying to move toward a cashless society. The high denomination bills have now been banned. And Venezuela's new highest denomination bills barely cover the cost of a Big Mac at the local McDonald's. Every country where this has been tried so far, is in serious trouble. But the push for the cashless society isn't to benefit society. It's to benefit the bankers, to make you dependent on those banks for every single financial transaction, to make sure that what you're doing with what is at least tentatively called your money can be spied on by the government that's absolutely terrified that you might go and do something you're not supposed to do. Now, as you know, the fight about Obamacare is on. Trump's administration has announced they've got a new plan to put in its place. There's going to be a safety net for those who lost their existing plans to Obamacare and may not be able to get back with their original insurance carriers because they're older and they're sicker and so forth and so on. Remember when Obama said, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan? Big lie. And he's leaving Trump to clean up the mess. But Nancy Pelosi is still out there defending Obamacare. Remember, Nancy Pelosi was the one who said they had to pass it before they could read it and see what was in it, which was one of the stupidest remarks to come out of a member of Congress in recent recollection. And this article over here in the Daily Sheeple is saying people are starting to wonder if she's suffering from dementia or if she's on the same fracking contaminated water or prescription antidepressants as Maxine Waters, that they can say these incredibly stupid things. It's just amazing. All right. Apparently, Trump's offer of a fast-track post-Brexit trade deal with Great Britain has been welcomed by Downing Street. And it was made in response to the European Union saying that Great Britain can exit, but they have to still allow open borders for refugees to come on in, and they still have to pay taxes to Brussels, which, of course, those are the two reasons Great Britain wanted to leave. So I guess they're calling it Brexit Light. You can convince yourself you've left, but nobody ever really leaves the European Union. Taking advantage of my cold voice here for dramatic effect. So Trump came on in and he basically yanked the rug out from Brussels on that one. Boy, the globalists are going to hate him. They're seeing their dreams of a golden throne of planet Earth warmed by their particular derriere vanish like smoke. Merkel says she's ready to fight a generational battle with Trump to preserve what she calls liberal democracy and trade. Apparently, liberal democracy is you do what we tell you and pretend you're free. And trade, of course, means global open trade. But basically, she's still fighting for the globalist agenda. And I don't know how she thinks she's going to be able to win re-election next year. She's probably hired all of Hillary's vote riggers so far and is going to put out a Craigslist ad for more of those. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones and start with Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, you used a term a couple shows ago, meritocracy.
Yes.
I wasn't familiar with that, so I looked it up, and I've learned that this is a society of people who are selected to hold power according to their abilities, a ruling class. Kind of, I don't know if it's like an oligarchy, but anyway.
Hang on. Let's stop for a second. The two are very different. An oligarchy is a group of people who rule a society for their own benefit. A meritocracy is the people best qualified to do the job get selected to do the job. And that's the fundamental difference.
Okay. I don't know about this best able to, because I got to thinking about the difference between the monopolies in Wall Street and the retailers in Wall Street. And I see that the retailers, they can compete against each other, but the monopolies are what's worrying me, because I'm experiencing things that are kind of scary. There are both monopolies and non-monopolies on Wall Street, but the monopolies are taking away my options and replacing it with these divisive tactics that find ways to siphon money out of my pocket.
Yeah, they definitely do. That's an oligarchy. And to illustrate why I favor a meritocracy, let's say that you get sick and you go into the hospital. Do you not want the best qualified doctor operating on you, or are you okay with some intern who just got their medical degree a week ago?
Yeah. So, okay, I see. Well, the problem is it got me looking at monopolies closer, and I have less and less alternative to turn to these days. It's like being chained, and when they start yanking the chains, this is the monopolies now. They're squeezing us. My heart and mind must follow this, and there is nothing good for us in the future.
You're absolutely right. That's why monopolies used to be illegal in this country. In fact, technically, they still are. And there's already talk that Donald Trump, when he comes into office, could use the existing anti-monopoly laws to break up those giant media organizations. Because originally in this country, corporations, companies, retailers were not allowed to form monopolies because of the way they would abuse the public. Whether it was called monopoly or a trust or a cartel or whatever, everybody understands that a monopolistic entity is going to be bad for ordinary consumers. There's a wonderful video that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com about 10 conspiracies that turned conspiracy theories turned out to be true, and they talk about the De Beers cartel, where when the South African diamond mines were first discovered, it was realized there were so many diamonds there that it made them virtually worthless. And so these British businessmen who owned these mines united together to form the De Beers mining cartel and simply said, if we control the flow of the diamonds, we can maintain the illusion that they're worth a lot of money. But they're not. They're not rare. There's enough for every shopping mall to have three or four jewelry stores full of them. There are enough for every married woman to have one on her finger. It's a big, giant hoax, but it's caused by a monopoly. Thank you for the call, Sherry. We got to take a break for station identification.
Getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.